It happened so I could stay home with the kids and have a hobby that still made a bit of money, but it developed bigger with demand.
And did you have a background in farming at all?
No, never even picked up a shovel, ever.
The free-range egg industry might have exploded around the country, but you don't hear too much about free-ranging ducks. Without much competition, a small southwest Victorian business has taken off, selling their self-proclaimed free-range ducks to top-end restaurants. They even have plans to export into niche Asian markets. G'day, I'm Danny Grindley. In a previous life, Greg and Jody Clark worked as a writer and a real estate agent. They started Great Ocean Road Ducks 6 years ago on their small property near Port Campbell, and they haven't looked back.
The young ducks are on the left, and they're in a paddock until they get used to stuff. And the middle-aged birds, there is no paddock out there. They go wherever they want.
The number one criteria was we didn't know what we were doing, except that we didn't want to buy into a fad. You know, and ducks have been on menus for hundreds of years, and we figured that that was a good option to start with. So we went researching from there. Just maybe we've just made the right choice because, you know, it doesn't get too hot here. Even in the summer, we get the cool breezes. You know, ducks eat far more grass than you think.
And this is Pippa the Maremma. She's just realised she doesn't know you.
Tom.
We're feeding them apples and pears, but we've got a strawberry farm in Timboon and we get their second strawberries and the ducks.
They love that too.
You call them paddock reared ducks. How do we define these things and put a label on it?
Because of the confusion around real free range, as in there's no legally binding set of rules to define what free range is, we wanted to make a distinction that our ducks are in fact real free range. So we use the label paddock reared, real free range.
So there are the same issues in the duck industry as there are with the chickens and the free range eggs, and who knows what's free range these days.
Exactly. And I guess if you don't see pictures of a duck out in the paddocks, maybe they're not real free range. It's really important for the chefs that visit the farm because a lot of them want to know not only what the duck eats but where it comes from, what environment it's grown up in, because there's a great school of thought, I don't know if it's true or not, but you know what? An animal that doesn't have a lot of stress in its life can taste better.
Dodie, you've been doing this for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How has that list of chefs built up? Like, who are you supplying now?
Well, we supply about 17 to 20 restaurants regularly, weekly or fortnightly deliveries. We've got Ian Curl at The European, Dan Hunter at Bray, The Royal Mail with Dylan and Robin.
Press Club.
Press Club, yeah. Luke at the Press Club takes the ducks.
And you've got bigger plans now. What do you hope to do overseas now, Greg?
We hope that the abattoir that process our ducks will soon apply for an export licence. And we'd like to get on board the Asian thing just because it's small. We're small doesn't mean we can't have a crack at one or two really exclusive restaurants in either somewhere like Hong Kong or Shanghai, because we've had emails in the last 6 months from the Maldives of all places and a middleman in Hong Kong.
Johnny, I'm really intrigued about, you know, I'm sure there was a lot of work involved here, but it seems too easy at this point that you guys have built this up. Why don't you have more competition and do you think it's coming?
Oh, look, hopefully there'll be more people coming out and thinking about doing something like this, but it's not the easy option for sure. It's a lot of hard work having ducks outside, making sure they've got water and food and moving them around, and, you know, and that movement is a part of the flavour of the duck, the muscles and all those sorts of things. So
I've just reduced your entire life to looking out at some pretty ducks.
Yeah.
But do you think there is, because there's a lot more demand for, we've seen the, you know, free-range eggs just explode. Do you see that there is much interest in it? Are you concerned or do you think it could only help the industry?
I'm not concerned about other people doing a similar thing to us at all. I think there's plenty of room in the market for everybody to have a bit of a go. But no, I don't know of anybody else at the moment that has. So it is hard, and it would be nice if there was somebody else to be able to have a relationship with that did something similar to us, because we don't really have that. So we're sort of flying on our own when it comes to any obstacles you come up with.
It's quite a rich meat, and you don't need to eat a lot of it to feel satisfied. So from that point of view, yeah, our ducks are expensive, but you only really want small portions of it because it is a rich meat. And
how expensive? What are you charging me?
Well, I'm charging you double whatever the going rate is. We have a few retail outlets, and I think they retail the ducks from around $40, depending on weight. I don't know exactly, but it could be around a 2.2 to 2.4 kilo bird.
And how much would, you know, a caged duck be sold for?
Probably about half that. Our cost of production is probably close to what a factory bird retails for. So that's why we're keeping it small and selling it direct to great restaurants.
Do you call yourself a farmer?
Yes, I sometimes do. Depends on my mood.
I don't think the Broadacre girls and boys would ever really entertain us as real farmers. But I get that too.